94.1 FM in Denver, 96.9 in Boulder. I am Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Kyle Bell, general manager there. He's the former CSU superstar running back. He is now heads up that store there at 2001 South Havana in Aurora. Kyle Bell, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Joel, it's always great being of a triple play event going on with Black Friday. Coming up pretty soon, the Black Friday event's already underway. General Motors and Chevy are teaming up to offer 0% financing, $1,000 bonus cash on most models, as well as no payments for up to 90 days. So that means you can get to We got lots of pre-owned deals going on our certified units, 2012, 2013, and 2014 models. So whatever your needs are, come on down, just like I did last time. Come on and see me. Let me know you heard me on the show with you, Joel, and I'll honor a $500 discount on top of all the deals we're already making.
Now,
unfortunately, that's not quite the case, but we do expect a pretty big Friday after Thanksgiving. The last couple of years have been pretty big days, lots of savings and lots of excitement, going into that holiday season.
Well, we're grateful to have you as a sponsor, proud to have you as a sponsor. I hope Ram fans get out there. And last year gave up 42 points and 278 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
It was an ugly defensive, from a defensive standpoint. And this year's Lobos offense looks even more potent. When you're a defense, what is the key to stopping an option rushing attack?
Well, the biggest thing is just assignments. When you look at look at each one of the 11 just to prepare for over the course of the week, when you got to take into account your scout guys have more responsibilities, more things that they got to be in tune with. I remember going into my freshman year, it was when I the first couple of weeks I spent on the practice squad, we had to prepare for an option team. So as a scout player, it's imperative to have a good week of practice. It's imperative for those guys who are giving you that look to be as close to perfect as possible. But it just comes down to each guy, their individual responsibilities, and playing sound defense. It's not going to be, I always hate using the term bend but don't break, but understanding that, hey, you're probably going to give up a few big plays here and there, but overall, how consistent are you going to be throughout the course of a game in limiting those big plays?
Now, Air Force, which will be next weekend, it's kind of nice to get those back-to-back games against an option attack. Mm-hmm. I know they'll be a little bit different, but to be able to score. Tell me why teams hate that. It's just basically going low and hitting you at the knees and chopping you down, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And there's not a single athlete, single football player out there that's going to tell you they enjoy having to take hits anywhere on the legs. But especially those types of situations where you can't know the certain plays when I had to go down and cut a defensive end, your biggest thing is you want to get their hands down, and so not always prepared for it. But if you can execute it well, it does work, because the defensive players do have to have a little bit more heightened sense of awareness to execute it. It does give you a little bit of an advantage.
Kyle Bell is our guest. Kyle, the Lobos come in at 3-7, but they might be the scariest 3-7 team that you'll see. They've played a lot of the league's top teams tough. Their only blowout loss this year was to Arizona State. And, yet odds makers, they obviously won 3 touchdowns versus Hawaii 2 weeks ago. That scared me. They ended up covering that. Now they've got to do the same thing against a team that's going to control the ball, eat clock, and they have the ability to score. I think it's a lot of points. What are your thoughts? I mean, do you think this is a game that CSU should blow out a team?
Well, you like to think that a team that, especially in the last couple of weeks, has played very good football, especially on that offensive side of the ball, putting up almost 50 points against Boise, and then taking Utah State kind of down to the wire, only losing by one score. They got to go into this game just like every other game. You got to go into this game that it's there's a lot riding on it. There's a pretty big bowl game, and so last home game of the year, senior day. This is one of those games. The stakes are still high, and as a fan, as players, you cannot even for a second overlook this opponent. Go in there like it's a team contending for a conference title, to convey to these guys the importance of it. So there's some still, like I said, big stakes on this game. So just go into it, and I think if they take that approach, then they'll be just fine.
Kyle Bell, former CSU star running back, now with Ed Bozar Chevrolet, is giving his expert opinion for us today. And this game is 11. You know, there was some ugliness in the rivalry, and they wanted to avoid those long days of drinking, so they started pushing for the earlier kickoff times. That 10 a.m. game must have been something crazy to prepare for. But how does a morning game like this affect the way you prepare for a game? Do you do things differently throughout the week? Do the coaches try to get you earlier practices? And then game day, how does it
try to control drinking, try to control the fan atmosphere, obviously, for TV as well. That was unique. I mean, I remember just you're getting to the stadium, and the sun really hasn't even kind of popped up that side of the stadium yet. So from a prep standpoint for the week, you can't really, the course of the week, really you just kind of mentally prepare yourself as a player. Everybody's got their own routines, their game day routines, things that you kind of, every Saturday, you kind of try to mentally go through a certain process, mentally and physically. But I think I remember the coaching staff, you know, we kind of went over what the day to bed a little bit earlier, and to wake up a little bit earlier. So, you know, have breakfast, get on the bus, and go play some football. But just kind of the whole mental aspect, I think, like I said, Coach McElwain has been around long enough. I think he knows how to prepare this team from that standpoint.
About how, you know, CSU's got to have Boise State lose, and obviously CSU's got to win out. But there's a lot of great opportunities on the table. If you could just get Boise State to dump one of these games, they got to go to Laramie tomorrow, and then they've got to host Utah State. So there's a chance there. And do you think that there's, you know, they've been living on the edge too. I mean, they've had a couple games. They've had a mount miraculous comebacks.
Tomorrow, it is always a tough place to play. The Cowboys are still, you know, they're still kind of in a building phase. They're still growing. But I think there's still a team that is capable of knocking off Boise. You never know what the weather's going to be like in Laramie, what the wind conditions are going to be like. It seems like it's always that they're going to face at the end. It's not going to be an easy game for them. So we saw what Air Force did to them when they beat them. And it is a team, I think, that's susceptible to giving up a lot of points. And so whether it's Wyoming, whether it's Utah State in a couple weeks, you know, from my standpoint, you know, I'm going to hopefully find ourselves rooting for them a little bit. So if that can happen, that'll be huge. But at the end of the day, for the Rams, it's everything that we can do is in our hands. And as cliche as it is, we still just kind of let the chips fall where they may. The things that are out of our control, we still got two games to win. So let's win those, and then we'll see where we finish up.
It's often cold, it's often windy. I've checked. It's supposed to be low 40s. It's supposed to be windy.
Yeah.
You've got your picnic tables in the end zone, all these people in brown and yellow, and they're stuffing their faces with funnel cakes. It's strange.
Wind is not fun to be in. I get, regardless of the temperature, it's not fun at all.
Well, Kyle Bell is our guest, and we've got a couple minutes. These committees have come out, and they've recommended going with this option 3, which is a scalable construction model, starting with what you can afford and then gradually growing from there. I've got it. You know, Brett couldn't say anything publicly, obviously, from where he's working, but I've got on good authority. This thing is a done deal. It's going to be announced. We'll know by December 5th that it's moving forward. What do you think an on-campus stadium is going to do for CSU?
I absolutely love it, Joel. I mean, I wish it was something that we saw, you know, 10, 15 years ago to be able to play in that. But, yeah, I just think of all of my experiences playing at these different campuses and different universities. There's always just something different when you're – there's just a different vibe. There's a different excitement. Not saying that games out at Hughes weren't exciting, but just the atmosphere is a little different. I mean, just the whole college experience, not just football experience, but the whole college experience as well. You know, when in 2006 when I was hurt, I kind of got to see it from the college, hopefully attendance-wise, to be able to get those alums who maybe, you know, maybe that's what convinces them to go up to Fort Collins for a day, take the family up there and show them the campus that you went to school on, and various things like that. And I totally agree with you as far as let's get it done right the first time. Let's get it to fruition. And then I was just kind of wondering what it could be. I was kind of a proponent, whatever they decide to do, if you're gonna go ahead and revamp Hughes, do it to the best you can. I mean, just go all out with it.
Right.
And I know it comes down to the end of the day, having the money to do it, right, you know, I mean, proud of. It's something that, from a conference standpoint, is going to stick out as one of the best facilities out there.
All right.
And hopefully, when down the line, when everything pans out, you know, this is going to be still a university that's going to be in the upper echelon of athletic programs.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for that, and we'll know much more in the coming weeks, and we'll talk radio on Mile High Sports.